Last week, the Gospel, Jesus quotes one phrase, says, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone." So, many are called today, but few are chosen. Even the rejected stones keep the cornerstone. That's the plan of God the Father. That means to say each one of us are prepared for the greater glory of God. But unfortunately, not we are all, we answer in the same strength. I remember when I was enter the seminary the first year, there was 40 seminarians, different classes. I calculate at end, for the priesthood, less than 10, maybe 4, 5 to 6, among these 40. Many are called, few are chosen. They do not continue to follow priesthood, there are so many reasons. We are not to argue why they left the priesthood. But that's a fact. We are all called for sanctity. But then, another episode. When I was ordained priest, together with four priests, four deacons to be priests. After a few years, one even less than a year, left the priesthood. So, among four, two left. 40, less than 10 left. It's so true. Many are called, few are chosen. I'm not saying that I'm good. I stay here because God's mercy. I tell the truth. Although for 42 years I was a priest, not all the times on a good stand of my priestly life. 2 weeks ago, I heard some video from an interview of a sister in the United States with a priest, not the same as my age, but might be a little younger. But that priest shared his special experience. That priest is from the United States, a religious. He's a good priest. But one day, he caught an accident, was nearly killed. It was really right before Jesus, the judge. And he heard the voice very clearly, "You are going to hell." And afterwards, he shared his experience. But that moment, I know I did something very wrong. You know why? As a priest, in the beginning, he tried to behave well so they get the prestige from people. That people say, "Oh, what a holy priest." His action is competitive. That's to show people he's better than other priests. But in the self, is another thing. He didn't say what kind of sin he committed. But the voice said, "You are going to hell." But then he heard another voice, a woman's voice. "Give him another chance." And he shared that he reassured, "This voice is for my heavenly mother." So he come back to earth. And after 20 years, his priest still is a priest today. But imagine for 10 years, he committed sins that worth him to go to hell. It's not easy. Priestly life is not always easy as you. All life is not easy. Otherwise, Jesus won't say, "Come and follow me." What follow? Follow Jesus. What, where to go? On the passion of Christ is the life destiny. Each one, if you don't know how to live as Jesus lived, we are not the chosen one. So the few are chosen, a special one who knows that when we follow Jesus, we follow his way. His way is on the cross. His way is die for people. If you have no sense of dying, you don't know how to love. Love equal to die of self. Unless you live this spirit of Jesus, nothing else but the will of God the Father. Not always easy. Even Jesus asked, Father, leave this cup. God the Father didn't hear anything. He had to carry his cross. On the cross, he felt so much abandoned by God the Father. He said, God, God, why have you forsaken me? No sense of love, no sense of light, all in complete darkness, physical and spiritual, nothing. This is how Jesus lived for all of us. He shared humanity's destiny. We have to go through. So many are called, few are chosen. The chosen ones are those who know how to live the calling of Jesus. That means step by step, day by day, moment by moment, living well the will of God the Father. Be joyful. If you fail, be joyful. If you succeed, no matter how, if it's the will of God that you still have to continue this cross, be peace. And that's the whole message of the gospel. If you don't have peace, you lose the way. Jesus' way is peace, although it's a passion. Together. Suffering and peace is one thing. You know how to suffer for people, for the will of God, you are at peace. Don't worry. God is with you. If you don't love, God cannot be close to you. What can he do? No. Jesus have told Judas, go, if you like, do what you want. If you don't make your mind clear, I want to do the will of God, God cannot help you. But you will say yes, it's always opportunities, always the graces. About myself, I told you that I'm not a good one. After 30 years of priesthood, I was sent to Canada. It's really the grace of God for me. You know why? This over there, I told you already. The person with the stigma there is a young woman. He's a Jew. She's a Jew. But become a Catholic and have the stigma there because she loved Jesus much more. And one day she asked me to write a small message to Jesus because every night she prayed, she left the message on the table and Jesus took these intentions. So I did it. And after a few months, she had a message from Jesus for me. And Jesus, through her, gave me a special message. Ask my dear priest, my dear son, my beloved son. That's a word of Jesus, not mine. I didn't write my dear Jesus. Not even I didn't say Jesus. I just wrote a few words. But he said, to my dear son, my precious priest. That's the word of Jesus. I can't imagine. And Jesus taught me. That was 10 years ago. Ask him. Because that time, I was working in Toronto. You know, everything is new for me. Difficult. There are lots of difficult people, difficult situations. People are good, but characters are bad sometimes. So it's so difficult to counter. Even though I'm Chinese, partly from China, mainland China, partly from mainland, from Taiwan, and some from Hong Kong, you know. I know nobody in that parish. I'm new, completely new. You can imagine. So I just asked Jesus, help me to build this community as a family. What Jesus says, stay with me every day for 1 hour. I will look after your parish. That was 10 years ago. You see, Jesus helped us, but you have to give time for him. So many times you pray, 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 of course. But you have to give time for him to be with you. For me, I'm close to the church and easier to come to tabernacle. You have your own time. How you use your time? Playing all these games? All the time, just worship people? Just for gossiping? Spend some time. Jesus asked me to stay 1 hour with him. You too. You do the same. Jesus will be there when you have a heart. Because 1 hour is not easy all the time. Leave down everything. Just 1 hour. Simple. Just to be there. Just assume phrase, some phrase from the gospel. You stay. Jesus will work miracles through you. Although we are the stones that rejected by the builders, we can be the cornerstone. It's not that you work, but Jesus work through each one of us. Beneath that, this is our faith. This is what we have to strive to do. Start from right this moment. Although you fail for many times for the past, don't worry. Our sanity is starting from moment by moment. Yesterday gone. Tomorrow not necessary for yours. Right now. You can die any moment. Say yes to the Lord and let him work. He is our master. Many are called. We are the few chosen called. But strive for it until the end. Don't take for granted, you are blessed. Of course we are all blessed. But you have to work hard. You see our Heavenly Mother. She has to suffer all through her life together with Jesus, step by step, until the foot of the cross. Everything. Only for you. Only for you. This is our calling. A Marian vocation is always completely, totally finishing the will of God in each one of us.